You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment. The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Vampire Diaries After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Vampire Diaries After Show.
On the other side.
Contemporary dance by Roxy Shore.
See you on the other side.
What you say?
I'll meet you on the
honey,
other side.
Now if I'm honest. Yo, what up, AfterBuzz? It's your boy DJ Jesse Jenny here in studio for the Vampire Diaries Season 5, Episode 8, Dead Man on Canvas.
Meet me on the other side.
Meet me on the other side.
Okay, this is getting weird. That just got awkward.
Owner of a lonely heart. Yeah, can we play that
Motor
one?
Man. All right. Here I am in studio with
here
the... Here I am with the lovely Kristen Snyder.
Hi. I'm so excited. This is a great episode.
Great episode. Not a lot of notes, though.
I feel like a ton.
A short girl.
Girl, what you working big. With?
A lot.
Girl, what you working with? Oh.
I'm just kidding.
Okay.
We got the lovely Roxy Shore.
Hello. Good to be here.
I loved the episode. Great, great episode. Fulfilled me.
Yeah, no, it was a really great episode. Although I do think, and this does happen a lot to us, we disagreed on some of the romances that we wanted to start budding or not.
Lord, did we. We sure did.
They had so many, like, epic moments tonight, though. Like, so with so many characters, like the Elena and Jesse moment and the Catherine.
Elena and Jesse. Oh, yeah.
And the Catherine moment and oof, the Catherine. Bonnie and J-Dog. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't.
Yeah, absolutely. There was huge moments tonight. Yeah. And it had kind of been a long time coming that we were leading up to tonight's episode. Mm-hmm. And still we're building for more.
Oh, and the whole Damon Augustine thing. I mean, that's like four huge storylines that I absolutely love.
Well, I love that they are
college
filling.
I
yeah, because
college.
I mean,
yeah.
We just ended the Silas movement. Yeah. Like, where are
the
we going to go from here?
And you guys know,
where do
I got
go?
Matt back tonight, so I'm good.
Yeah, and he's good too.
Yeah,
Gregor's dead, so that's like five.
Although
really
I just,
important things that happened this episode.
I feel like stabbing somebody is always a little bit of risky business. She's like, "Oh, relax,
yeah.
Matt will be fine."
We haven't seen
if you
Matt
say
being
so.
Fine.
Catherine's been around long enough. She
knows.
Yeah.
Unlike Elena.
Okay, but can I ask a question about that storyline that I didn't understand?
No, you can't.
Damn
I'm
it.
I'm just kidding. What?
Okay, so Gregor admits that he needed the... We were wondering, what is this knife for? What is this knife for? He admits that he needed the knife to stab Catherine to kill her. That's why he wanted the knife. But I didn't understand because Catherine says that Nadia's grandfather was a traveler.
Mm-hmm.
So did that mean that she was also a traveler because that would have made her dad a traveler? So it's genetic then?
I don't know if it's
I don't know.
Genetic.
I don't think we fully have learned the traveler ways
I don't
yet.
Think the knife was needed, though, to kill Catherine. I just think that because he didn't say he needed it to kill her necessarily. She just said that's the only thing that kills travelers. And he said, I was here to kill you, not necessarily with a knife, though, I don't think.
Well, they said, why do you need this knife?
Yeah.
And he explained, to me, it seemed that he needed it to kill her.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't
maybe
know.
Maybe she's a traveler.
Which would be interesting little plot twist. Now that she's human, we find out that she's a traveler.
And she could be a parasite on someone's brain and actually not die.
Could you imagine if she goes inside Elena?
No, I don't think she would do that. I really don't. I think she's getting better at this point.
The bitch tried to jump off a dam.
Yeah, but that wasn't trying. She wasn't trying to hurt anybody else.
Right, she was trying to kill herself because she's dying.
She what was is, actually she very
better?
Helpful.
She was like, she's getting better, like, morally.
No, oh, yeah, well, okay, but, I mean, clock's ticking. I mean, when you come down to your death, you kind of regret everything you do, yeah. And you start to see the light.
I don't think she'll leech onto Elena. You guys think she would do that?
I mean, if it's the only way for her to live, to and survive. It's kind of the way, I mean, that would be a really interesting plot.
Oh,
yeah.
Poor Nina. Oh, my God, that she's going to have to now. Not only does she have to play the easier. Two characters now. Now she's going to have to be like a little schizo.
I feel like it'll be like easier for herself. Her personal. Yeah. For her personally. She'll be like, I don't got to be on set as much. Mm-hmm. The pay cut might cut a little bit.
I don't think
I'm
so.
I'm just kidding. I'll get up more. All right, but let's start out. Stefan's bugging out. He's sweating and going through it. Catherine's trying to talk to him. She obviously wants something. And she introduces Nadia to him, which was interesting because it also fell after the whole Matt and Catherine watching the videos, and she kind of translated. Well, she didn't, even though she was supposed to translate for Matt, we didn't get the translation.
Because she wanted to drink.
Mm-hmm.
And all she says really to Matt is like, oh, you're screwed. This person's inside you.
Right.
I felt like Matt already knew that. That being said, I guess it was nice to hear somebody translate exactly what Gregor was saying.
Right. So we find out Christoph activated Matt, which creates a human parasite inside. Now, I didn't fully get this down exactly, but basically travelers are like witches, but they're spirit-friendly.
They're subcategory of
subcategory
witches.
Of witches, and they're spirit-hungry or friendly or one of those type of...
What does that mean, spirit-friendly?
I don't know. I mean, I'm assuming it's kind of like how they can become parasites. It's like they're putting their spirit inside of somebody, mm-hmm. So this must be something that they're known
But they...
For.
I don't understand whether they can... They just are coming to the surface because on their own will they can do that, or whether they have to be summoned. Because when Nadia was in the room with Matt, she said something and she called Gregor out.
Well, I think it's both because mm-hmm. we've seen Gregor right. come and, you know, in the videos he walks up to the thing. So I think it's...
Like when Matt's asleep, it seems like Gregor wakes up.
When Matt's conscious goes down, mm-hmm. then he can kind of make right. his way to the front. So we got... Nadia calls forth the passenger, Gregor, and he says he was meant to kill Catherine, and Catherine expels his spirit by stabbing him with the knife, so we hope and think, and hopefully Matt's okay. okay.
But why the hell do they want to kill Catherine?
Yeah.
Now that's going to be another mystery this season.
I think it has to do with they're killing all the doppelgangers. It's got to do something with that, because Mara's gone now. And they wanted Catherine gone, and I bet they want Elena gone. I bet they're going after the doppelgangers.
That's exactly what it's probably going to be.
But I don't know why.
Because I think it's just the... because, remember, the spell was because they could live forever, there would always be a creation of them that would be able to die.
But she
so
says
if
that
they
she
kill
can...
them all, then maybe it'll stop the doppelganger.
It says that they didn't want Catherine dead until Silas was dead. There keep being things like that. Like, I want Amara dead once this person's dead.
Because I wonder if you were to kill Catherine, if it summons another doppelganger because Silas is still alive. Now that Silas is dead, this is totally just...
Speculation,
yep.
Yeah.
Maybe now that Silas is dead, if he's to kill the doppelgangers, it stops the flow.
Why do they even care about the doppelgangers, though?
I don't know.
Like, obviously, they have some power that we're unaware of. Doppelganger blood is magical, mystical. We don't know.
It's mm-hmm. just the universe. We got that one.
Again. I love
me on the other side.
I heard them blame the universe in another show, and I was like dying laughing. Like, can
really?
Someone please explain that in a show at some point? Like, what exactly you're trying to
when
say?
When they say
is
universe,
it a cop-out?
When they say universe, it's really referencing Julie Plec. So yeah, Catherine helps Stefan from freaking out. We saw him kind of at the bar freaking out, which I love that moment to have Catherine be that person.
Mm-hmm.
But did not want the moment of like kissing, none of that. I do not want a romance between Catherine and Stefan.
I've been saying it for a while that I kind of do, Jess. I kind of do. I want Stefan and Damon both to end up with a version of Nina.
What about Nina's daughter? Or what about Kat's Nadia? Daughter? What if Stefan was to be with Nadia?
What?
No.
First of all, Nadia shouldn't even be in this show after two more episodes. Okay. Like, I'm done.
Catherine's always had a thing for Stefan over everybody else. She's always had a thing for Stefan.
I get it. I think she's
becoming a better human being. And he saved her tonight. I mean, it was totally her knight in shining armor. I see it.
She does owe him.
I want Cayman.
They at least need
to. Catherine and Dane.
No.
Yeah.
I think that Catherine and Stefan at least need to register for classes.
What?
What? No.
What is your deal with college?
I'm talking about registering
for
classes.
Oh, the reference of them having sex.
Oh. You. First of all, that went right over my head, but now I'm back with you. Second of all, you think that Catherine and Stefan should have sex?
Yeah.
I agree.
No.
I'm just bored, like, with Stefan. Like, maybe he just needs some. I'm sorry, but, like, he needs something. He needs
like
love.
If that is to happen, they're going to do it, and then he's going to say, like, Elena. Oh. I think he's going to call Elena's name.
He's
going to
call Elena's name while he's having sex with
Catherine.
Probably. And that's fine with me. Great.
I don't think so. He's going to be in love with Catherine.
Why?
They're going to end up together.
That's
because.
So dumb.
No, that's amazing.
If
What's
that happens, then the show's going to start dying off.
I have news for you. I feel like the show's going to start dying off, regardless of what that happens.
Fading into the originals. I think so.
I don't know. I mean, I'm into this whole situation we have here.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe one key thing that I will say is that I feel like Jesse, him dying, could kind of go with your plot of the show kind of dying off, because it could have been a way to have Caroline have somebody for a while and just kind of add another character to it.
That pissed me off.
It did.
Because
I liked it.
I was investing so much time in Jesse. I felt like even when he wasn't on screen, it was
Before we
Jesse?
Get into that, let's just finish the Catherine Stefan thing. So Stefan finds the letter to Nadia from Catherine, and basically, she wants to jump off the clock, kill herself because time or whatever. She gives some bullshit.
Time's her enemy now.
Yeah. So then Stefan saves her and he says, "You're
so
Catherine
romantic.
Pierce. Suck it up.
Suck it up." And she has that little cute smile
she will.
And she's like, "Yeah, I am." Not the only thing
One
he wants her to suck.
Obviously, it is because he walked away.
No, it was a moment. You have to admit, it was
like
a moment.
No, it was not.
You don't think it was a moment?
Yeah.
I mean, what are you going to do?
Are you blind?
He saved her. What do you want him to do? Be like, deuces! No, he was had to talk to her, give her like a...
No, what you do is after you say something epic and you've done something epic like that, you walk away because they need to think about it.
Deuces!
We need to leave now.
Meet me on the other side.
That would have been funny, actually, if he said that. So that was kind of Stefan's real big plot this episode. I just need that to fix itself because I don't like messed up Stefan.
Well, don't you think in a way she saved him?
Yeah.
With the whole, like, name the vampires that you first... So he did save her life.
Okay,
but
how many
she
times
saved
have
Stefan
and Elena saved each other?
Yeah, but I don't care.
But
well,
now
I don't care about Catherine and Stefan.
Well, you should.
She's really helping him. She's really helping him move on, though, now. And hopefully he's helped her, because now she said, you know, when you're going through this trauma and you know, the suffering, call out the names of the people you've killed, because that's what's really torturing you. It's got nothing to do with Silas.
And it grounds you.
Yeah, and it's grounding him.
It's just like Misery Loves Company to me, though.
I feel like
so let them stumble together.
Yeah, at this point, they kind of need each other.
Fine, whatever.
Not all couples need to fly. Some of them can stumble.
And register for classes.
That was beautiful. That was beautiful.
Thank you.
So let's talk a little bit about...
The Bondmeister?
You want to talk about Bonnie? Let's talk about Bonnie and her amazing short hair.
Wow.
Oh, hallelujah.
Now explain why you just did that in your situation with
Bonnie. I don't want to because it's mean.
It's not mean. I mean, whatever, it is kind of mean, but... You have to be honest to the viewers.
I've had an issue for a while. I don't know whether it's the way that she angles her face on screen or whether it's her... Whatever it is, she's always asymmetrical,
basically,
uneven
her face
to me.
Bothers Roxy.
No, okay, it's just...
I think she's drop-dead
gorgeous. She's beautiful.
Gorgeous.
She's beautiful. Her skin is so pretty and, like, her eyes, she's really beautiful. But there's always something that's a little off to me. Like, one side's lower than the other. Whatever it was, this haircut fixed it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You were
it shaped her face, and she, I don't know. It fixed it. She looked awesome. Jeremy was like, I have to say, you look hot with this haircut. And I was like... Amen, brother.
I'm digging the haircut a lot.
It's sexy time for the very first time, so I'm excited.
It's sexy time.
It's sexy time.
Again, Vampire Diaries, I need you to slow down with the promo for the phones. We got an entire demonstration of that new phone.
Oh,
look, I'm on video chat.
I know.
The phone
product placement, I understand.
It's always phones with Vampire Diaries, though. They always
it was
promote
Gossip
the
Girl too. It's CW.
Is it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think that's an easy one to get away with though, because I've done some other shows, and out of nowhere they'll have like a Twix, and they're eating the candy bar.
Is this your Twix?
This is my Twix.
I would not put your mouth on it.
Like, what just happened?
So Bonnie and Jeremy, they're kissing, and Bonnie sees a dead woman.
Which is like the sexiest thing that could have happened.
I was so mad.
I feel like Jesse ruined the moment later, but we'll talk about that one. This old woman looks, and why can't Jeremy see her, though?
Okay, because this is my theory. She hasn't passed through yet. She's not dead yet because she's in between, you know?
Oh.
And I don't feel like he can even see everybody. It's like only the people that have really connected to him. It's not like he sees people walking around dead all
the
time.
That's true. Because then also when she saw the woman at the party, if with that theory, she had already passed and Jeremy didn't know she was there, he just kind of pulled her. Bonnie.
Right. You
know? I just thought that was interesting. But that does make sense, actually.
I think that this was one of those rules they made up on the way.
And I'm fine with that.
Yeah, and whatever.
Me too, because that would be really crazy. They got
the
them walking
them,
around like...
Yeah, seriously.
How would you even know who is real or who's not?
Exactly.
I mean, because I think when you're about to have sex with somebody and all of a sudden there's somebody else in the room, you're like, that person's not real.
Okay, I get that.
Although
but
you
like,
get in some very sticky situations. Like, Jesse, what are you doing here, man? Get out.
So we get, you know, on the flip side of Bonnie kind of going through it, they're going to have a party for Bonnie, and we get Bonnie kind of admits.
I think I'm madly in love with him.
Yeah. To Jesse, who poured.
That's what you did during the show, too. You're like, oh.
Yeah.
Because it's just like, finally, she admits it. I think it's kind of weird. You know what I mean? We got that awkward scene where Elaine is like, ooh.
That's your brother,
like that
bro.
Scene.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
But I think it's just like, you know what? She's just so happy Bonnie's back. She knows if Jeremy's going to be with anyone, they would be great for each other.
Okay, no hate on Grease, because I love that musical more than anything. But, like, it was a bad scene out of Grease. Like, oh, my God.
It was, actually.
Like, and her pretending to kiss whatever she was kissing. And
Caroline
like,
with
rub
the
me, rub
liquor.
Me. Like, that does not happen.
We're giving it a lot more attention than it deserves.
Right. That's true. And moving on.
It sucked.
So on the flip side of that, we have Dr. Maxfield putting Augustine's blood into Jesse. Mm-hmm.
So we find out tonight, though, Augustine is not a vampire. It's a series of
species.
Vampires. So we don't know who currently Augustine is.
Right.
Or the Augustine vampire, whoever it is. Or maybe they're using old blood from past Augustine vampires.
And it seems like the Augustine vampire definitely is something that evolves over time. Like, it is a species that has started somewhere, obviously, because Damon wasn't stronger than Jesse. So this is a species that Dr. Maxfield created and has evolved into something else.
And it doesn't seem as if, oh, obviously they can't have children, but it's not genetically passed down when you're a human to your kid. It's once you're a vampire, and then the next one is created in the line.
Right.
Correct. Like, you don't turn somebody into the Augustine vampire. Damon, people who he's turned, they're not.
Have to be treated for
right.
it. Right. Yeah, so Jesse freaks out. He drinks the blood. That was such a great scene when he was like, let me go. And he just kind of ripped the things off and grabs the blood bag.
Oh, yeah.
Went ham and then bit Maxfield.
This was one of my favorite parts about the episode is after that when They're trying to, Caroline and Elena are talking to him, Jesse, and they're like, listen, being a vampire rocks. Like, embrace it and love yourself. I was like, I forgot. Because every time you ease somebody into being a vampire, I feel like they're always like, honey, you're okay. It's okay. You'll be all right. This was like, you're a rock star. Live it up. And I was like, hell yeah. Like, that's what I want to hear about being a vampire.
That's why I wanted Jesse to stay around a little more. I know. I thought he fit in pretty cool, and I love that coolness that they brought to, hey, you're a vampire now. Welcome to our world.
Yeah. Look, I'm not convinced that Jesse's staying dead. I mean, right before he went through Bonnie, he was like, I'm not ready for this. And it reminded me so much of how she wasn't ready, and they had that moment.
I'm going to be pissed. I'm going to be pissed if they brought back Bonnie, they brought back Jeremy, and now they bring back this kid that we barely know, Jesse. Like, I don't want to waste one of my bring backs on Jesse.
I'm just saying it could happen.
Like, yeah, I did think it was interesting that he said that comment.
Right. Maybe the Augustine vampire, if they're injected with something else, they can wake up. I don't know.
They can bring him back.
Because Bonnie's always going to be able to communicate with him now. It's not like this will be the last episode we see him. Like, she can see people on the side, just like we saw her talk to that other woman tonight again.
What does he have to say, really?
He wasn't ready. Maybe
he's not ready. He's going to probably come around because now he knows he can communicate with her.
Yeah, and I'm thinking they're going to bring him back.
What do you guys think? I want to know.
I don't think I don't think Vampire Diaries is a show that takes such a big risk of introducing a new character and then just, like, throwing them away. Like, there are certain shows.
And people liked him.
Yeah, like, there are certain shows that do that you're like, oh, but they didn't have us like him enough where it was like, mid-season, this is what happened. And so it definitely seems to me like he's going to come back.
Yeah, because I feel more attached to Jesse than I do Aaron. Like, Aaron, I'm just like, where are we really going to go with this?
Right.
See, I like Jesse's character better, but I feel more attached to Aaron.
Why?
Because I feel bad for him.
Jesse just got blood injected into him, killed, stabbed.
Okay, I feel bad for him too, but I don't know where Aaron could quite fit in because you see that little budding spark between him and Elena, and it's like, oh, honey, you've no shot. Like, bow out of this before you even get too deep. And I don't really see him with anybody else. I mean, maybe. No, I don't.
I don't see it as a romantic relationship. I feel like his Aaron relationship with Elena is more like a brother-sister Jeremy vibe.
I wonder if they're going to be related.
I was thinking about that, too. Mm. Especially, like, with the Megan and the...
Megan's his sister, maybe, or something.
And the picture of Elena's dad.
Yeah, I can definitely see them being related. Mm-hmm. It would make a lot of sense.
Or Megan was his cousin, because we know that... Maxfield was in on Megan's case and knew about that, so somehow, some way.
I think they're definitely related. That would make a lot of sense.
And I mean, I wonder if Maxfield had something to do with Aaron's parents dying, which is why he maybe felt like I have to take care of him.
Because we know, we finally find out tonight that Aaron's parents died from bear bites. So but vampire, like, obviously.
Dr. Maxfield does not seem very old. Like, unless he's supernatural, it would seem that he shouldn't have been around or old enough to be, you know, doing anything when these parents have
traveler,
died.
Maybe he's a traveler. Maybe he's...
Yeah, when they were he said they died when he was six. So he must have been.
Okay. Yeah, what was Maxfield, like, 12? Like, yeah. I got you, bud.
Exactly. So.
Well, no, he also said he bounced around from family to family. I don't know.
That's true.
There's going to be something there as to why Maxfield's in charge of him.
Yeah.
I think he's more so keeping tabs on him than actually...
There's got to be something more to Aaron's character. He's not just this human child with, it, like, an orphan child. Like,
think he might be supernatural?
There's got to be something.
We know he's not a vampire, though, and he's not the Augustine vampire, and... here's how we know he's not a vampire, a regular vampire, because he walked through the house.
So he's
not a regular vampire. However, maybe the Augustine vampire means that you can go in that.
Yeah, but he would be biting people, he'd be craving blood.
If that's what it means to be an Augustine vampire.
Well, isn't that what we saw with Jesse?
Well, they were training him.
Yeah, he's like the new evolution of the Augustine vampire. So maybe he's the first of that kind. Maybe the Augustine vampire before that was different.
I think we don't know enough yet.
Yeah.
No, well, yeah.
I know we don't know enough.
But I love this, though, all the different experiments on the vampires. Like, there's so many possibilities now with Dr. Maxfield, like, implementing these new trials. I mean,
yeah,
it's kind of cool that they can, like, genetically engineer the whatever kind of vampire they want.
You know why I don't think we're done with Jesse either is because I feel like they tied up Caroline and Elena's, like, all right, fine, I'm sorry I said that to you too quickly.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, Caroline has so much resentment towards Damon. And that sucks, you know, when you hate your best friend, significant other. I'm sure that's happened to you guys before. It happens all the time. And it really can cause a rift in your relationship with your best friend. We definitely have not seen the last of it. I can tell you that for
but
sure.
But I felt like it was too tied up. Like, I feel like they cleaned it up too quickly.
I feel like Caroline now could go after Stefan because Elena killed off her boyfriend.
You mean romantically?
Yeah.
No, Stefan and Catherine, faux life.
But okay. Girl, bye.
I just am so Caroline Klaus. Like,
everyone's boyfriend died. Too. Gregor,
and didn't we hear Klaus is scheduled to come on
for
Two
one
Vampire
episode.
For one episode. So.
Thank God.
Mm-hmm. We need him back.
And maybe Caroline gets done with Elena for a while and is like, you know what, I need to take a break and goes to...
What's up, New Orleans?
The originals.
I mean, the fact that Bonnie, Elena, and Caroline are finally all roommates in college, I don't think anybody's piecing out yet.
Yeah.
But maybe down the line.
I just want to say before we wrap up that side is the whole, like, vampire... eating vampire, like, eating the monsters. I talked about it earlier, how it was the whole, like, Dexter, taking a serial killer and turning them on other serial killers, how now this show is taking vampires and the Augustine vampire is then turning on other vampires. So I thought that was really interesting.
It's very interesting that you brought that up, but I'm curious, had in this episode... what could have happened to Damon? Had all of his blood been sucked out, would he have died? Mm-hmm. But the only way he could die is by being stabbed in the heart.
No. I mean, a vampire can die if you chop their head off. I mean, there are ways for vampires to die other than just being stabbed.
So by Jesse sucking all of his blood out, that's what was going to happen. It was going to kill him.
Yep.
Got you.
That's where I would
and
assume.
Then, obviously, we're not completely ready to wrap this episode because we... have to talk about what the hell is going to happen with Damon.
Girl, I mean, Damon and Maxfield, he was injecting him. He injected him with a flesh-eating bacteria, rabies, Ebola, and basically all he got from it was, well, he saw that, we found out that Damon is in this line of testing. The blood bag he finds is 12144, which is interesting that he
was
a
bigger
said,
number.
Yeah, he was 21051.
So maybe they recycle numbers just like they recycle social security numbers.
Maybe. I don't know. I thought that was interesting, though, the number situation and what that could mean. Or maybe we're going down to get to number one.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I'm really not sure. I mean, there were so many vials in there that it was scary considering how many test subjects there must have been.
The tests have been going on for so long, and then we find that Damon gets put into a cell, which was his old cell, and it's a DS, and then I'm assuming it was 1953, or maybe it was 1853.
1753.
But 53 was the year, so I don't know what they... I mean, next week looks pretty intense with Damon's situation, and... who this Augustine is, and now he said he's going to be excited to see you.
Yeah, and it's like,
and what
how
they
would
want
they
to
possibly,
do with Damon's blood.
And how would they possibly know each other, the other Augustine vampire? I mean, because it seems like there's only, like, one around at a time or something. It would seem that way.
We
I guess
have
there's
no
a lot.
Yeah, we have no idea. Yeah. We only saw one cell. Who knows if there weren't, like... thousands of cells down there.
What we do know is there's no way that Elena, I mean, after what she did to Stefan this summer, letting him go and not knowing where he was, and this is her actual boyfriend, there's no way she's just going to be okay with the fact that Damon's missing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, of course.
Girl's going after him. You go get your man. you love it.
I do.
Where, you know, Jesse craves vampire bloods. He had showed up and bit Damon, and obviously Caroline stabbed... I mean, Elena stabbed him in the back. What did you think about her, Caroline, saying the Elaine I know would have helped him? What do you, where do you think that all kind of?
Well, you guys were both very convinced that she didn't need to kill him.
I am still convinced yeah. she didn't need to kill him.
I feel like she could have injured him another way.
I think how many times have we seen Stefan go off the deep end and no one wanted to kill him?
Right, but the thing is, it could have, Jesse could have turned on Elena and then started sucking Elena.
Right, but you have three vampires there.
I don't know, this dude was strong.
True that. I mean, he can't be that... I mean, here's my thing. He couldn't have been that strong that they had him tied up for how long, you know? I don't know. I just think there was another way they could have gone about it. I think Caroline knew that. Elena probably knew it too, but it was just in the moment.
In the moment.
Damon's hurt. I need to stab him.
I felt like she wasn't sorry enough about it.
Yeah, I didn't either.
Like, she's like, I know, but it had to happen. Like, you killed somebody.
She's like, yeah, but they were going to hurt Damon.
She's like dehumanized about it. She's literally dehumanized. She's a vampire, but...
And I think Caroline's blaming the fact that she's with Damon for, like, her heartlessness. Yeah.
Right.
So.
Had it been Stefan Jesse was attacking?
Do you agree with that, though?
Yes.
That Damon rubs that off on Elena?
No.
Why?
I think that becoming a vampire rubbed that off on Elena, mm-hmm. and becoming a vampire made her more compatible with Damon.
Okay.
Yeah, the fact that Caroline is all like, Damon's so bad, Damon's so this. I mean, I'm glad we're going to get this Augustine past of Damon's, because then we can maybe see why he is the way he is. But I don't see him, like, making Elena be bad, like, maybe seasons ago. But, like, I don't see him doing anything to, like, change her actions. I don't see him reflecting in her poorly.
Okay, but put yourself in the friend situation where you see your friend, you know she can do better. It's like, and you know.
What do you mean you know she can do better?
There's okay. no one better than Ian
everyone.
First off,
everyone has that friend.
Amen.
Okay. Beyond the fact that he is Ian Somerhalder, let's get over that.
So okay, sexy. I'm ready to move on.
Beyond that, we've all, like you said, Roxy, we've all had that friend where you look at her and you're like, you know what? Everyone has to make their own mistakes. I'm going to let you do it. I'm not going to put my opinion in it because when I put my opinion in it, it puts us in a bad place.
Right.
And it causes friendships to kind of, you know what I mean? Like, well, we aren't hanging out every day. We aren't hanging out, you know, maybe once a week.
I hate that.
Twice a week mm-hmm. now because you want to be around that. I don't want to support that. And I get why Caroline would do that. I mean, she's been there for the ride. And, you know, it's at a point where she probably understands. Well, not that she probably. She understands Stefan. With Damon, it's like I've seen too much negative-ish with Damon that she's probably not sitting here thinking, oh, as soon as Elena became a vampire, I noticed all these bad things happen.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, in her mind, she probably blames Damon for her turning right. into a vampire. She probably blames him for this whole kind of, even though it may not fully be true.
But look what he did about Bonnie, getting Bonnie back. I mean, I know he didn't do that out of love for Bonnie. He did it out of love for Elena. But I think they really do bring out better sides of each other. At least definitely she brings out a better side
I
of
think
him.
It's that's something that you would have to be in the relationship to know that. As a friend, Caroline Pry thinks, no, Stefan does, because when she was with Stefan, he was always convincing her to calm down and he was always saving her. And I think she's looking at it's just for an outside perspective. You know, mm-hmm. it's just like the friends with the relationships that, you know, we may have thought our friend shouldn't be in that relationship. Well, we're not in that relationship. It's just like I hate when friends get me close to their partner because, okay, well, now don't tell me all the stuff that's going on in the relationship because then I'm going to be mad and irritated.
Right. Yeah.
You know, so I kind of think Caroline's in that place, which you can't be mad at her for that. And the fact that she saw Elena kill this man for Damon.
But she just made out with.
For Damon.
Yeah.
You know, Caroline's kind of like, how many times has Damon been in that position where we could have killed Damon, mm-hmm. but we didn't? Yeah, okay, now it's a year later, whatever, and he's a good guy now. But Damon was in that place where he was an evil monster and he should have been killed.
So maybe now they'll use this as, okay, Elena has gone past she's gone in the deep end, like, with Damon, and now she needs to be, like, saved and be back with Stefan. I don't know. Like, is this going to be a bigger deal?
That would be interesting if they did touch on that.
Yeah.
Because I think that this is the first time we've kind of seen the friendship really kind of get serious.
Well, like, when was the last time Elena did something real, like, bad, like, evil-hearted before, like, since she's been sane again?
Like, being a dick tease to Stefan?
Yeah, and think about how Caroline feels about that and having to sit with Stefan and kind of go through it. I don't know.
I, like, reason with all the characters, so it's hard for me to be like, oh, my gosh, like, this character's bad and this character's good, because I see, like, them all shades of gray. Like, everyone has their good and bad moments.
Of course.
Except for Caroline, who we think is just, like,
we just love her. She can do no wrong.
Bonnie and Jeremy have their little sexy time at the end.
It was very passionate. I was into it.
I was really into that. I was like, do not change the channel.
And Jesse came in, ruined it.
Yeah, but I was more into it post that.
Oh, okay.
When she was like, kiss me. And then, like, they had that, like, it was like before they were about to F-U-C-K, and then they were about to
register for classes.
But my thing is, like, if I was Jeremy, I'd be like, a man literally just went through you. I don't know if I want them sloppy seconds.
I love it.
Spiritual and not, you know what I mean? Like, the Lord of Jesus might have went through you, but that, you know what I mean? Let's talk tomorrow.
I mean, this is, like, gonna happen a lot now. Like, she is carrying, like, the weight of the world on her shoulders now.
I'd be scared. But, like, imagine, okay, now they went into that and they start doing it. Imagine Jesse's going through, like, depression. He's like, Bonnie. She's like, oh.
I mean, I would be scared to do it anywhere. Like, everybody's watching you. I'd be scared to get naked.
Yeah. Did you think Bonnie kind of accepted the fact that she was the gate when that old woman said, you took the pain from me? And Bonnie was kind of like, I took the pain from her. She helped people.
It was more like when she was like, I'd rather this than be dead.
Yeah, but for how long? Like, that's what I was thinking.
And is,
like,
it going to wear on you?
Exactly. Like, for how long is this better being back than taking all the pain?
Well, I guess it wouldn't really
people.
Wear on you because Amara was still alive.
Yeah, she was in great shape.
Yeah.
Okay, she was also
she was freaking crazy.
But she was also confined in
That's stone. True, but she came out and she was like, I don't know. I don't know.
Okay, but the difference is being confined in stone and staring at
You're
the same...
one who made the comparison.
Right, but I'm just saying, yes, but also Amara, I'm saying that because Amara was still alive. I thought maybe it would eat at Bonnie and kill her. In some way. Mm. But then... that couldn't happen because Amara was still awake. I think Amara went crazy because she was locked up in a thing talking to damn strangers that she can't see because she was in stone.
I don't know. I think it's definitely going to have a bigger consequence on Bonnie. Like, it's just not going to be cool that, like, every time there's a happy moment, a dead person, you have to, like, take the pain of somebody. But I did sense a TVD wedding in the future.
Really?
Yeah. As soon as they started, like, getting into it, and she was like, you know, anything would be worth it to be here with you, to touch you, to all that. I was just like, wow, okay. This is, like, marriage material.
I'm going to say it again. I think they want to leave you with that string. They're dangling all these things. They don't know what the hell they're going to do with Bonnie. They don't know whether they're keeping her yet. They don't know whether her career is taking off somewhere else. I think that they're not sure where she's going to end up, so they're leaving a lot of doors open.
Okay, here's the thing about Kat Graham's career. Like, her career is Vampire Diaries. The music thing ain't that popping. Like, it ain't that popping.
But she's trying.
She is trying. But I think that when we were discussing that was a couple seasons ago. I think that was like 2 seasons ago in which they were talking about that. I personally have not seen that much gross coming out of her musically now. And the fact that they dangled
touring
the death story over us, I just can't see them killing her. I can't see them killing her. It's like, really? Like, you're just going to keep doing this to us? It's like, well, then you might as well just kill Jeremy. Because he's died so many times. It's like you're just dangling it in front of us. You know what I mean?
I feel like they know the end of Vampire Diaries. I don't know how many seasons that is. But, I mean, I'm sure they've talked to her and just, you know.
Well, interesting, because I've never read the Vampire Diaries books. But one of our fans tweeted at us or left it in our comments and said, the original books were written for Elena to get with Damon, but they wouldn't let, they didn't want to sell that, so they actually changed it back to the ending. I guess Elena ends up with Stefan.
In this?
Nope, not in the TV show. In the actual books. Whoever was the production publication company was like, yeah, we love the books, but the ending, yeah, we don't want her with Damon. We want her with Stefan. So I guess she ends up with Stefan in the books.
In the books. I wonder, I mean, we've so far trailed away from the books probably.
Oh, yeah,
though, right?
I don't think that they are going along with that.
Yeah.
Because even the cure was a flower, and mm-hmm. that was not.
So I wonder if now the show has surpassed the timeline of the books. I'd be interested to know that, if someone can
know,
tweet
guys.
It
I mean,
at us or leave it in the comments. That would be great.
I think it's interesting. I'm interested to see what's going to happen next week. On that note, let's head into predictions.
This girl over here is already predicting wedding bells. So.
Wedding bells.
I mean, it makes sense out of
more
everybody
sexy yeah.
to get married. I see that. And I also see Caroline and Close.
Yeah, me too, but I don't know what show that will be on.
Like, that's going to be a little while.
Yeah. I don't even know what day of the week I'll be watching that.
I think it would, if that was to happen, Caroline and Close, I picture that happening on the originals, like four or five seasons from now, 7 seasons from now.
Oh,
with
that's
the originals.
A lot of seasons.
Honestly, I do, though. And, like, that would be, like, the ending of it. Like, mm-hmm. they would reign over New Orleans. Well,
talking about this show for a second, though, guys.
For a second.
Just for a second.
For 40 minutes, to be exact. What the hell with Damon? We see him. He's, like, strapped up. He seems like he's in agony. I mean, I'm going to cry.
I'm not going to cry. Like, obviously, we know Damon ain't going to die.
Yeah, but they're hurting him. And I feel his pain.
Doesn't that turn you on? Next week's called 50 Shades of Grayson or something like that. So it's going to be a little sexual, and I think it's funny that they titled it that, because wasn't Ian Somerhalder up for the 50 Shades of Grey?
Yes, he was.
That's
and fun. I don't know why that didn't happen. I don't know why.
I just think they didn't really want to attach a name to it. You know what I mean?
Is Ian that big of a name?
I don't think so.
I think for, like, the generation that watches the CW is the only generation that really knows about Ian. And
I don't know.
He was in Lost, but it was, like,
a huge following in Lost.
I guess he did.
But he did die earlier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he did.
Sorry for the spoiler alert there.
He's like a Sarah Michelle. He's like a Sarah Michelle Gellar. It's a cult thing right now. Yeah. You know what I mean? So 50 Shades of Grey could have kind of catapulted him, but I think it would have taken away from his character here on Vampire Diaries a little bit.
Yeah. So I'm wondering who's gonna, it's obviously gonna be a sexy episode when we're back on December 5th, so like, who's gonna be having sexy times? Damon's strapped up.
And it's interesting, Elena talks to Wes.
Myself.
Elena talks to Aaron about Dr. Maxfield.
Yeah.
Where do you think that's going to lead?
I don't know.
Kind of to the discovery?
I can't tell how Aaron feels about Dr. Maxfield yet.
Yeah, he's such a weird character. He's very, like, in the zone, like, just dazed out all the time.
Right.
Poor kid's getting compelled left and right. Probably getting his blood drained.
I'm starting to I feel about him like I felt for Matt. A little bit of
yeah.
it, you know?
Yeah, he's like that human character that we don't know what's going on.
Well, an even better point. What do you think's going to happen with Matt?
Well, I think he's alive.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he's a traveler now.
No.
I don't think that's the way it works, but...
Well, he needs to get his shit together, because everyone else is off at college. Like, everyone has a game plan except for Matt now.
I think he's that kind of guy that
he's
just wants
the bartender at Mystic Grill.
Simple I could life. Use a new woman on the show.
Nadia. I feel like Nadia's going to stay.
Really?
Yeah.
Nadia does count.
I'm
she
not
stays.
Sold on Nadia yet.
I know. We need those character development notes where we find out her favorite color and stuff.
On that note, we want to thank you guys for tuning in.
Blood red.
You guys can tweet us at AfterBuzz TV on Facebook, Instagram, all that stuff. Keep the conversation going with us since we won't be back here next week. On Twitter, Instagram, me at DJ Jesse J.
At Cinematic Escape.
At Roxy Stryer.
Till December 5th, same time, same place. Peace.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Meet you at the other side.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.